Adam Weinerb here with the Baseball Insiders and Fansided, speaking with Bryson Stott of the Philadelphia Phillies, who is teaming up with Band-Aid Brand, a proud sponsor of the Phillies. Band-Aid Brand's Pro Heel Bandages. Bryson, thank you for joining me. I would love to hear more about how this partnership started and why it's resonating with you.
Yeah, started about a month ago, and when they asked me to kind of do it and be the person in front of the cameras and things like that, I felt like it was necessary, just kind of growing up and being the wild child and always having the cuts and scrapes and bruises like that. My mom always had the Band-Aid brand bandages ready to go for me, and felt like I never stopped wearing Band-Aid brand. And as much as I thought I was tough, and I was like, I don't need it, mom, I don't need it. And takes one infected scrape to made me realize that I probably needed to wear some. And now just being where I am now and the Pro Heel bandages coming out and getting scrapes and all that sore on the dirt and things like that, they've been huge for me. And getting to recover and things like that, and making sure those don't kind of linger around.
Now, as a dad, has that changed the way that you play ball now? Like, obviously, as a kid, you're a bit of a daredevil, right? You're talking back to your mom. You know, I don't need bandages. But now, do you almost have to hold yourself back a little bit when you're playing? Like, do you ever have to tell yourself, all right, I shouldn't dive for that, or I got to pull up? Or, you know, how do you balance going all out with knowing you got to be safe?
No, I mean, I still do it. I'm still kind of crazy. I mean, I try to dive for everything, and the scrapes just kind of come with it. So the Pro Heel bandages have been great. They stick, and I don't have to worry about that. And like I said, I don't want it to linger around, and they've been great for that sense.
Has life as a dad changed your perspective on, you know, safety on and off the field?
For me, not really. My daughter, she's kind of crazy too. She climbs on the couch just to jump off it, and she could reach the doorknobs now. So she opened the door on her toe the other week. So we've been using the Band-Aid brands bandages on her already. So you never want to see your kid bleeding or anything like that. But I was like, she's definitely my child. So yeah, we've been using the Pro Heel bandages on her little toe and making sure her toenail and her cut that she got on her toe is healing how it's supposed to. And it's been great, and I think we're probably a couple of days away from not having to use them. She's healing pretty well, so.
Speaking of being raised right, you know, you are from Vegas. You played at UNLV. You got another Vegas guy as a leader on the Phillies and Bryce Harper. What did that connection mean to you when you first joined the team? And when did you and Bryce connect before you were officially a Philly? Like, when did that connection begin?
Yeah, his older sister cheered for my mom when she was in high school. My mom used to be a cheerleading coach, so we've been family friends with them for a long time. And he played on some of my brother's teams growing up and things like that. So I've never really looked at him as Bryce Harper, the superstar. And as I've gotten older, our relationship's gotten better. And then kind of draft time came around, and he was kind of upset. He was like, I don't think you're going to make it to us at 14 and things like that. And I was always thinking, like, how cool would it be to be able to play with him and things like that. But then as draft time rolled around, and I was a top draft prospect, I was like, well, maybe I'm going to play against him now, because obviously you want to go as high as you can in the draft. And I wasn't hoping to slip down to 14 and things like that. But once I signed and things like that, it was always good to know somebody before you get to a whole new place, a whole new part of the country and things like that. So it's been awesome.
What were your expectations of Philly, the baseball city, before you got there, and how have they changed as you've gotten more comfortable?
I didn't really know much, honestly, being from Vegas and never really gone up to the East Coast and things like that, just from where I'm from. And after I signed, I kind of asked Bryce a couple questions, and he's like, they're diehard fans. They're into every game. They know what's going on and things like that. And once I kind of made it to double A, triple A, I kind of started playing in front of a lot of fans for the first time, and just seeing how they knew what was going on in the minor leagues, I was like, I could only imagine the major leagues. So then I got called up in 22 and kind of got to see it firsthand, and then we started winning. And then it was just sold out every night, and they let you know when you're doing good, and they let you know when you're doing bad. So that just means they're a passionate fan base, and they care about us, and they want the best for us. So.
When I think of Philly baseball culture, I think of that 2022 season and team a lot. And I think of you guys celebrating the NL championship over at Xfinity Live with the fans. Like, as you're walking over to do something like that, what are you thinking? Like, we're safe. This is going to be awesome. Or I'm about to see some stuff. Like, people are going to go nuts over here.
Kind of both. I mean, we were able to get there kind of through the back doors, and went up to where we were, and just kind of looking down at how happy everyone was, and then they started playing our walk-up songs, and just kind of seeing everyone go crazy. And a couple of us went down to the first floor and just kind of just weaved our way through people and said what's up, and just kind of paying them for what they do for us.
Speaking of walk-up songs, I've had your walk-up song stuck in my head pretty much all day preparing for this. I mean, tell me about the origin of how you got paired with that song and how'd you choose it, and did you know it would sort of become such a moment?
I just it came out 21 or late 21 or 22, and I was like, I think I'm gonna make this my walk-up song, and used it for a little bit, and then yeah, just kind of stuck with it, and the artist actually reached out to me after one of the videos kind of went viral, and just telling me how cool it was, and things like that. So we connected a few times, and I never thought it would kind of blow up like this, and but it's been great, and yeah, I just like the song, so.
I also like the song. The song's good. I mean, that 2022 team. I actually got married in downtown Philly in the middle of the 2022 World Series, and I did not have a TV at the reception. So my follow-up question is, am I an idiot? Like, am I just dumb?
You probably needed a TV. Yeah,
Yeah,
you probably
a lot
needed a
of
TV.
let's just say we did not have a no phone ceremony.
Yeah, I was gonna say, and then you got people on their phones, and you could have just knocked all that out with one TV.
I know we blew it, but we tried. Maybe next time. We don't know.
Yeah, ne well, no, next time. No other direction.
Hopefully not. Hopefully not. Well, let's talk a little bit about the team this year and the upcoming stretch. You get Bryce back from injury before the second half starts. You guys are in a good spot. Was that the boost you needed to really get in gear and start getting back to reaching your potential?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you're leading the division, it's good, and that's where you want to be. You want to be in a position to win the division and make it to the playoffs and things like that. But we obviously know we haven't played our best, which is also a good thing. Just kind of seeing where we are, knowing that we could play better, is kind of a confidence booster, and just the names we have up and down the lineup. The little ruts aren't going to last too long, hopefully, and our rotation is the best in the league, and we know that we're going to be in every game that we play, and we got to score runs for those guys, and we'll be where we want to be.
We're coming up on this year's All-Star game, but next year's is in Philly. So what does it mean to you and your teammates that you're sort of getting past that torch? You got to represent for your city next year. Does that motivate you to put on a show a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you obviously want to make the All-Star game every year, and then you get to hopefully make one in your home ballpark, and don't have to move your locker and things like that. And yeah, anytime you can make an All-Star game is special, but being able to do it in your home ballpark, and just seeing how crazy the fans are going to go when they announce said All-Stars next year, and I think it's going to be a pretty cool time for the city for sure.
Now, I have one more question I want to ask. The Phillies have recently added a new teammate, a dog, Tugger. How is Tugger as a teammate? Does he clean up the balls after BP? Like, is he frustrating? What's it been like having him around the clubhouse?
It's been good. I've only seen him a couple of times, and he's kind of been sleeping. So I think he's getting his workouts in and things like that. But yeah, he's been great.
Is he more or less of an animal than Garrett Stubbs?
He is less of an animal.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Bryson. I really appreciate your time. Anything else we need to know about Band-Aid and Band-Aid brand's ProHeal bandages?
Yes, I just think that if you have kids or you are at work or wherever it may be, and you're getting these cuts and scrapes, that Band-Aid brand and the ProHeal line is essential for your recovery and making sure they don't last forever. And yeah, you don't have to worry about them coming off, and being able to do that recovery and not have to think about it is big for me as a pro athlete. And with kids, it's big for my kid, knowing that she's going to be okay and everything's going to heal how it needs to heal. So if you have kids, you work and you get those scrapes, I think it's a pretty good investment that you should go get some.
I really appreciate your time, Bryson. I wish you for a happy and healthy All-Star break for you and a great second half for the Phils.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.